At the New York Food Dialogues, I am visiting with one of the panelists in our from our last session. And if you would, Greg, first of all, just kind of tell us your name and what you do.
So my name is Greg Jaffe. I'm the director of the Biotechnology Project at the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
We just had a fascinating discussion on this topic of genetically modified organisms, GMOs, the role they're playing in our food supply and what all that means. What are some of the things that kind of stood out for you that you heard in this session?
I mean, I think, you know, the most important thing here is that there's a lot of misinformation about this technology, about these products, and that was came clear from the questions from the audience, the questions from Twitter, the questions online. And so I think that, you know, this kind of discussion is a good first step, as well as I think even the panelists probably learned things that they didn't know from each other.
Well, there was definitely some differences of opinion on a lot of things.
This is a topic that brings out a lot of emotion on different people, and I wish that wasn't the case, but I think that for now it is going to continue to remain controversial, and as long as that's the case, people will feel strongly about different points of view.
What do you think about the venue and the idea of this Food Dialogues to try to reach out and create a conversation?
I mean, I think anything that creates conversation and increases the public's understanding about agriculture and how we produce the food that we all eat is good. You know, I don't know, you know, there's a few hundred people in the audience here. How many people really watch it online and what ultimate impact it has? But you want to start changing people's minds one person at a time.
I like that idea. You got to start somewhere, right?
Yep.
Thank you very much. We've been visiting here at the New York Food Dialogues. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.